Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Monday, 15th June, and the corresponding Islamic date is 23rd Shawwal, 1441. One habit we need to adopt is reading istighfar and asking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a daily basis. Reading istighfar and asking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds a lot of blessings and rewards for us. There is a hadith of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in which we learn, whoever regularly seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning he reads istighfar, Allah makes for him a way out from all difficulties, removes all of his worries and grants him sustenance from places he had never imagined. We should therefore seek forgiveness as much as possible, as we will gain a lot of benefits in this world and the hereafter. It is for this reason that we find our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who never done anything wrong, who never disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but despite this, he would still ask forgiveness and read istighfar 70 times or more each day. Now let us look at how we can read istighfar. The simplest and quickest form of istighfar is astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And a slightly longer version, but this is a more better version, is Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayhi. Again, Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayhi. These we should try to read a minimum of 100 times each day. At least 100. It will not take time. If we do is astaghfirullah, 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 that will be a matter of a few minutes. And if you even read the slightly longer form, astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilay, this too will not take too long. It will be maybe a few minutes longer. Along with this, there is one istighfar and dua I wanted to teach you, which we should read morning and evening. And this is, Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduka wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'tu a'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'tu abu'u ilayka bi ni'matika alayya wa abu'u laka bi dhanbi faghfirli ذُنُوبِي فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْت. Inshallah, I will send a message with this dua on it so that you can all learn it or at least read it looking in. Regarding this particular dua, we find in the hadith that whoever uses these words with full faith in the morning and dies before night, meaning he reads it with full faith that if I read this, Allah will forgive me. So he reads it in the morning and by night time he passes away, he will be counted amongst those of paradise. And whoever reads this with full faith at night and dies before morning, he will also be counted amongst those of paradise. So this is a very simple, short action which we can do morning and evening. It will guarantee us paradise, inshallah. So just to summarize today's lesson, that we need to read istighfar as frequently as possible on a daily basis. And if we do this, then inshallah we will find all of our problems in this life and the life hereafter being solved, and we'll find lots of happiness, satisfaction and ease. Inshallah, until tomorrow, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.